Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our telephone conference on EVN's full year's result. I am pleased to report that in the light of the challenging business environment, EVN looks favorable on the business results in the previous financial year. We see them as a confirmation of our strategy to increasingly focus on the consolidation of our existing core markets and the realization of investment projects which have already been initiated. And now I will move on to EVN's business highlights. In the reporting period, EVN pursued its ambitious goal to increase the share of renewable energies as a proportion of EVN's total power generation. We were able to successfully conclude several projects in the energy business. In the field of wind energy, our focus was on the Lower Austria. Two newly constructed wind parks and a further facility at an already existing wind park are now feeding electricity into the power grid. We also acquired a wind park in the neighboring province Burgenland. In Bulgaria, the Kavana wind park came also on stream. These steps increased the wind power capacity by 38%. On balance, EVN now boosts a total of 12 wind parks in its portfolio with a total capacity of over 190 megawatts, supplying more than 100,000 households with environmental-friendly electricity. The activities in the heating business also concentrated on the expansion of natural heat projects in Lower Austria. We acquired two existing biomass heating plants. In addition, we opened two new facilities and commenced construction of the other plants. At present, EVN is currently operating 63 biomass plants and is thus the largest supplier of natural heat in Austria. In Plovdiv, Bulgaria, a state-of-the-art cogeneration plant came on stream in December 2011. In the field of hydropower energy, we were able to move ahead with other projects. In Lower Austria, several small hydropower plants were put into operation. In northern Albania, the first section of the Ashta hydropower plant along the Drin river was opened after about 30 months of construction work. The second section will likely come on stream in March 2013. This hydropower station will provide about 100,000 Albanian households with renewable energy. Furthermore, EVN now operates 5 storage and 67 run-of-river power plants in Lower Austria and Styria. The first construction phase for the natural gas transport pipeline Vestchina has been completed. The startup of the Vestchina is expected in 2013-14. The start of the new cogeneration plant in Plovdiv, Bulgaria, was in December 2011. It is a pleasure for me to inform you on EVN's two new markets in the environmental service business. EVN was awarded a new project for a wastewater treatment plant in Prague in the Czech Republic. It is a turnkey project. The second project is a BOT project to establish a drinking water treatment plant for the municipality in Serbia. The plant will supply drinking water for about 68,000 inhabitants. EVN will be responsible for operating the facility for a period of 15 years following the 3-year construction period. In addition to the operational improvements in Southeast Europe, a consolidation of our subsidiaries also took place during the period under review. EVN's shareholdings in our distribution supply company in Bulgaria were increased in each case from around 67% to 100% stake. We optimized our financial position and improved our financial flexibility in the reporting year. A Eurobond and a revolving credit facility were replaced. Furthermore, 2 private placements were concluded. Last but not least, EVN issued a long-term promissory note loan after the balance sheet date in October 2012. All in all, the existing liquidity reserves are sufficient to cover EVN's funding needs for planned investments and repayment obligation under existing loans. This solid orientation enables us to propose at the upcoming annual general meeting a dividend of 0.42% euro per share to be distributed to shareholders, which enables us to increase the dividend payout ratio to nearly 39%. The dividend yield amounts to 3.9%. Before I move to EVN's development in details, I give you an overview on the macroeconomic and energy environment. The weather conditions were different in our core markets. In Austria, the temperature-driven demand for energy was below comparable figure of the previous year due to warmer weather. In contrast, in Bulgaria and Macedonia, there were a historically coldest winter on record. Consequently, the energy demand significantly rose in both countries. The macroeconomic environment became unfavorable. This was due to the ongoing weakening of the global economy since the middle of 2011, as well as austerity programs in the Eurozone. The energy sector environment remained negative. The price for crude oil in euros rose by 14% on average. This was due to the ongoing strong demand in Asia, as well as the continuing conflict regarding Iran. The natural gas procurement prices for Austria, which are primarily linked to the price of crude oil, were up nearly 11% in spite of the price revision between Gazprom and Ecogas. In contrast, the price for coal was 12% below the comparable figure. The prices of CO2 emission certificates were almost cut in half, mainly as a consequence of the economic slowdown in the second half of 2012, and amounted to slightly below 8 euro per ton. The forward prices for base and peak load electricity rose by 9 and 5% respectively as a result of the positive economic forecast for 2012. The spot market prices for base and peak load electricity were, however, 13 and 11% respectively below the prior year's level, in spite of the continuing high primary energy prices. This development is mainly attributable to the higher contribution of renewable energy sources and the decline in demand for electricity. Let's now turn to the group's results in more detail. In the reporting period, EVN's total revenue amounted to 2.8 billion, up more than 4%. In the energy business, the historical cold winter on record and the higher end consumer price in southeastern Europe positively impacted the development of group revenue. In the environmental service business, there was a revenue decrease due to the lower project implementation volume. The operating expenses increased by 6%. The highest cost position, the cost for electricity purchases and prime energy expenses, were up roughly 8%. This was primarily related to the higher sales volume in southeastern Europe and the higher energy procurement prices on the domestic market and in southeastern Europe. In addition, the allocation for provisions for impending losses from the marketing of EVN's own electricity production also had a negative effect in this position. This measure was required due to sustainable changes in the electricity market's condition. On balance, these developments resulted in an EBITDA decrease by nearly 4%. Depreciation and amortization was down nearly 1%. All in all, EBIT fell by 7%. The financial results improved by nearly 27%. In this position, the considerable higher earnings contribution from investment, especially from RAC, more than compensated for the lower interest results. On balance, the group net profit improved by 1.4%. This solid orientation enables us to propose at the upcoming annual general meeting a dividend of €0.42 per share to be distributed to shareholders. The stable earnings in the financial year are basically attributable to a significant external factor in our business, namely the historically coldest winter on record in southeastern Europe. On balance, the energy sector factors had a negative effect on our business results. I will now address the business development by segments. As mentioned, EVN achieved a decrease of EBITDA by nearly 4% in the reporting period. We are able to report improving EBITDA in the generation segment and the energy supply Southeast Europe segment, as well as in the environmental service segment. In the generation segment, this development is due to the power request on the part of the German Federal Network Agency, the revision in natural gas prices, and an increased production from renewable energy. In the energy supply Southeast Europe segment, the EBITDA increase can be mainly attributable to the weather impact and the higher end consumer prices. In the environmental service segment, in contrast to revenue development, project-related material costs and operating expenses declined at a disproportionately higher rate. In turn, this contributed to an improved EBITDA. EBITDA for the network infrastructure Austria segment remained roughly on prior year's level. EBITDA of the energy trade and supply segment significantly dropped. In the next slides, EVN's position in the generation in the financial year will be explained. EVN's electricity generation was down. This is mainly due to the significant drop in electricity generation from thermal energy sources. This was due to the ongoing negative spread for the electricity generation from natural gas. Consequently, EVN's gas-fired power plants were in operation only on the Power German request. In contrast, the coal-fired power plant in Dürnrohr was in operation in the whole reporting period. In contrast to this development, electricity generation from renewable energy sources increased primarily due to higher wind park capacities. We had diverse effects in the revenue development of the generation segment. The significant increase in electricity production from renewable energy sources had a strong positive impact on segment revenue. The German power request and revisioning the gas, natural gas price between Gazprom and Econgas had also a positive impact on revenue. These positive effects more than compensated for the revenue reduction from own gas-fired power stations due to the negative spark spreads and the decline in market price. All in all, segment revenue was significantly up 39%, but from a very low level in the year before. In contrast to this development, the operating expense increased only by nearly 19%. On balance, EBITDA was up 81%. In the light of the unfavorable market conditions, EVN recognized an impairment loss on the biomass pilot plant at the Dürnrohr power plant site. In addition, an impairment loss was also taken for the Karavana wind park in Bulgaria as a result of a disadvantaged electricity tariff decision at the July 1, 2012 and uncertainties concerning network access for further facilities. So that segment depreciation and amortization significantly increased. Despite this development, EBIT rose markedly. Energy trade and supply segment, energy sales to end customers developed differently. In case of electricity, the sales volumes increase was a result of the enhanced activities of Energy Alliance outside of Austrian region supplied by EVN. In case of natural gas, sales volumes fell markedly. This is related to the warmer weather in Austria and to the considerably lower generation volumes for EVN's own thermal power plants. Regarding heat business, sales volumes remained on a comparable level of the prior year. Segment revenue was down 3%. This development can be chiefly attributed to three main factors. It was a decline in marketing proceeds of EVN's own thermal power plants due to considerably lower power generation volumes. In January and February 2012, the end customer prices were reduced. The lower natural gas procurement prices were passed on in form of a bonus payment and the lower additional costs for green electricity in the form of a price reduction to end customers. In contrast to these developments, the demand for energy by the German Federal Network Agency, price adjustments for heat, as well as higher sales volumes in Germany positively impacted the segment revenue. Operating expenses were down 3%. The following factors impacted the expenses differently. The decrease in natural gas sourcing costs as a result of reduced use of EVN's own thermal power plant and the gas price revision, as well as the termination of the cooperation agreement with Begas, had positive impact on earnings. In turn, the higher electricity sourcing cost as a result of higher procurement volumes and the allocations of provisions for impending losses related to the marketing of EVN's own electricity production, in particular from the Duisburg-Walsrode power plants project, also had a negative effect on earnings. All in all, EBITDA and EBIT dropped largely by 68% and 81% respectively. Network distribution volumes did not develop uniformly. The network distribution volume for electricity was close to the prior year's level. The gas distribution volumes fell due to the reduced use of EVN's own thermal power stations and the warmer weather conditions. Network tariffs for electricity and natural gas were adjusted in January 2012 by the Austrian regulator. The natural gas network tariffs were reduced in contrast to an increase in the prior year. The electricity network tariffs remained stable on prior year's level. Total segment revenue climbed 5% primarily to the change in the reporting for non-invoiced customer orders carried out in the prior financial year. Electricity and natural gas network revenue was only slightly higher than it in the prior year. Furthermore, for the first time, pursuant to the stipulations of the Gas Management Act, an asset item was reported in form of a regulatory account for the natural gas to the amount of 4.5 million euros. Operating expenses rose by nearly 9%, mainly as a result of change in the reporting of non-invoiced customer orders as well as higher personal expenses. All in all, EBITDA remained roughly stable. Due to a slight increase in depreciation and amortization, EBIT was down nearly 2%. The sales volumes development of the energy supply Southeast Europe segment was primarily driven by the historically coldest winter. This led to a strong increase in electricity and heating sales volume, mainly in the household customer segment. In addition, price increases boosted segment revenues too. Due to the higher sales volumes and the positive price factor, segment revenue was up 16%. higher prices for procured energy, especially the additional costs related to renewable electricity and the increased write-offs of receivables were the main reason for the increase in operating expenses by 15%. On balance, EBITDA was up 25%. Taking account of the slightly lower depreciation and amortization, EBIT increased by 35 million euros to up to 45 million euros. I will turn now to the EVN's environmental service business. The revenue of the environmental service segment was by more than 3% below the prior year's level. This decrease was due to the lower international project implementation volume as a result of completed projects, which could not be fully compensated by the positive revenue development from the domestic drinking water supply business and from the waste incineration plant. In contrast, to revenue development, project-related material costs and operating expenses in the international environmental service business fell at a disproportionate higher rate. This, in turn, contributed to an improved EBITDA by 14%. Taking into account the higher depreciation amortization, EBIT improved by nearly 20%. The financial results slightly increased, and the profit before income tax was up 16%. EVN is currently realizing a total of 14 large international projects in the drinking water supply and wastewater treatment business. EVN was awarded 3 new contracts in the reporting period in Prague, in Serbia and on Cyprus. The contract volume of the environmental service segment amounts to 1.3 billion. In the reporting period, financial results improved by roughly 27%. This is mainly due to a higher income from investment in equity accounted investees, especially from RAC. In contrast, the higher interest expense and lower interest income had a negative impact. The rise in interest expense could be attributed mainly to two factors. EVN's issued a new corporate bond in last October, whereas the existing EU bond was first redeemed in December 2011. In addition, net debt increased. The other financial results, however, improved markedly. EVN's total assets were slightly down to 6.9 billion euros. Equity during the period under review amounted to 3 billion euros, a drop of nearly 5%. This was mainly due to the market valuation of EVN's stake in Verbund. The equity ratio amounted to roughly 44%. The net debt increased by nearly 8% to 1.7 billion, and gearing correspondingly rose from nearly 50 to 56%. I am pleased that we can continue to report a strong balance sheet despite higher gearing. EVN has a competitive investment credit grade. Coming to the cash flow, in the reporting period, the gross cash flow was slightly up in spite of the lower profit before income tax. This mainly resulted from the decline in non-current provisions in the previous year and lower non-cash financial results in the current financial year. The net cash from operating activities was down by 12%. The funds which has tied up in the working capital could be reduced slightly in spite of the difficult business environment. However, this improvement was below the prior year performance. The net cash from investing activities was mainly impacted by the ongoing investment program. The capital payments for investments in equity accounted in investees related to the Ashta, Devol and Duisburg-Walsum power plant project, the acquisition of additional stakes in EVN's Bulgarian subsidiaries, and the increase in release receivables in the environmental service business. The net cash flow from financing activities declined. The issuing of a Eurobond and the conclusion of 2 private placements by Eurobond and the acquisition of additional stakes in the EVN subsidiaries in Bulgaria. The net cash flow from investing activities in the previous year was impacted by a capital increase and the corresponding proceeds. On balance, the above-mentioned developments resulted in a positive cash flow of euro 22 million, and as a consequence, the group's cash and cash equivalents increased to 134 million, where EVN has credit lines of 675 million, which were fully at its disposal at the balance sheet date. EVN's investments were down 26% in the reporting period. In the generation segment, investments declined due to the higher prior year's level characterized by the expansion of wind power capacities in Lower Austria and Bulgaria. In the energy trade and supply segment, the investment volume was above the previous year due to further expansion of the district heating network and the construction of several biomass heating plants. Investments in the networks in EVN supply region in Lower Austria remained high, with a particular focus on construction of the natural gas transport pipeline Westschiene. In the energy supply Southeast Europe segment, investment continued to be made in improvement energy supply reliability and quality and expanding network and electricity meter technology in Southeastern Europe. The investment decline in the environmental service segment is due to the completion of construction of combined Heikel seed and power plant in Moscow. Coming to the outlook for the ongoing year, our economic and energy sector expectations are dampened with respect to the 2012-2013 financial years. No trend reversal is on the horizon with regard to forward prices for electricity. We expect primary energy prices to remain high. In addition, economic prospects in Europe have not improved. In the southeastern European markets, we continue to see weak growth throughout the entire region. A further challenge will be the change regulatory conditions for interim financing of additional costs of renewable energy in Bulgaria. In spite of the challenging environment, we expect group net profit in the ongoing year to be close to prior year's level. We will determinedly continue our path and exploit our strong operational basis in order to once again be able to assert ourselves in the marketplace in an above-average manner. We consider our broad customer base in our domestic market and the high level of customer satisfaction to be an important factor of success. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. And the first question is from Thomas Neuhold from Kepler.
Yes, good morning. I actually have two questions. Firstly, on this impairment in the energy trade and supply business division, can you please give us a figure how big this impairment was? And the second question would be on gas prices. I mean, currently we have the situation that the long-term gas prices agreed with Gazprom are very high compared to spot gas prices. Do you see the potential to negotiate price decreases with Gazprom for the next fiscal year? And maybe can you also indicate to us which portion of the gas you source from Gazprom? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your question. First of all, problem is bigger here. Let's try this way. First of all, we took a provision on this long-term contract for the supply out of the Vaxholm plant.
I'm sorry, Mr. Miskovic. Can you please check your microphone, please? Thank you. It sounds better now.
Okay, I will try it again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, first of all, we took a provision regarding the losses coming out of the long-term contract for energy from the Walsum plant. As you know, this is a contract for 30 years, and with the change of the power prices, we took this provision in with a volume of 46 million euros. As you also know, we are trying to sell our energy ahead to around 24 months in advance, and therefore we always have to reevaluate the contracts which we have done in the past if they are still confirming to the market value. This overall amounts to the change in this provision. This is the first thing. And the second thing, as we all know, is the power market and especially the gas market disturbed due to a lower demand regarding the economic situation due to shale gas and especially via the stronger generation of renewable energies. Therefore, all long-term gas supply contracts are under pressure. EVN has partnered up with OMV in Econgas, so the relationship to the big producers of gas is handled by Econgas. Econgas is continuously in discussions with the suppliers regarding renegotiations of the existing terms. Put it in a simple picture, they give you a bonus which is not enough to live, but not so less to die. Therefore, we are lacking the development with a certain time period. We managed to have an economic package in December 2012, and we're giving the part which is belonging to our end customer supply, 12.5 million credit was given to the end customers. The remaining part went into the improvement of the results regarding the generation. Step by step, we're reducing the volumes also, and we're reducing the percentage which is then on a spot market price related. The volume decrease goes from around 11 terawatt hours down to 5.5 terawatt hours. It's a rough estimate. Is this helping you? Thomas, is this helping you?
Yes, thank you very much.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. We are waiting for further questions. And the next question is from Teresa Schinwald from Raiffeisen Centrobank.
Good morning. Two questions, if I may. First, on your CapEx outlook for 2012-13. And the second on, could you please remind us when the Walsum power plant will exactly go online?
Okay, thank you, Teresa. First of all, you've seen that we had a drop in CapEx this year. But we still expect, regarding the volume of projects which we are pursuing, that the average CapEx will be around 400 million the upcoming years. We are very cautious regarding this volume also, and in part try also to smooth it a bit by trying to have next steps of project development postponed in the future. The second thing is Walsum. We started now with the technical procedures to check if the repairment is really working, and we're expecting the production of electricity in this long phase of taking over the project economically already in spring 2013. The economic taking over is planned for September 2013, as we have announced before that. So it's a long procedure and taking over the project, but we have to make sure that all technical issues are solved till then.
Thank you very much.
And the next question is from Robert Schramm-Fuchs from Macquarie.
Oh, hello. Thanks so much for taking my question. Two also, if I may. Just wanted to come back on this impairment charge in energy trade and supply for the long-term contract from Walsum. You mentioned a figure of 46 million. Did I get this correct?
Yes.
And is that for the coming 24 months, or is that for a shorter or longer period?
No, it is for the running time of the contract.
Ah, okay. So.
And therefore, it's very difficult, as you can imagine, because we have to have a vision for 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My personal vision is Christmas.
And just wondered also on your tax rate for next year, if you could give us a little bit of guidance there, please.
Yeah, maybe just also regarding the overall picture of Walsum, just that you can handle this also. Mm-hmm. The total provision which we are now having on the books for this contract is 66. So the 46 in this year 2011-12.
Okay, perfect. That's helpful.
Okay. And the second question was regarding tax or?
Tax rate for the company for this year.
Yeah, see, we had the effect that our increasing results from Southeast with the tax regulation there was helping us to reduce a little bit the overall tax rate down to 10%. On the other hand, this was compensated by WACC's higher result, which of course we have to correct regarding the minority stakes. So the year before it has been 11%, now it's 10 something, so this is the area which we are focusing on.
All right, great. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
We are waiting for further questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. And there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
Thank you, everybody, and a Merry Christmas.